Welcome, everyone, to the Peaceful Planet Show. This is your host, Marcia McMahon, coming to you live from BBS Radio. We are so pleased to be back on air today, and we have a very special guest, Valerie Donner. And today's show is going to be messages from the masters, from both myself, Marcia McMahon, and with Val Donner. And she's going to be bringing through Sanat Kumara, and I'm going to be bringing through Archangel Michael and Ra and Princess Diana, and the whole show is going to be about reading messages from the masters to bring you, our listening audience, to a higher level of awareness, vibration, and enlightenment. And we also want to open our phone lines, and we will be doing readings for you, many readings today, interspersed with readings of our master messages. So I'd like to give you those phone numbers to call us. And I meant to mention, too, you were listening to some music that was written by Bob Murray. We feature his work every Saturday on our show at noon here, Central Time. And his music is synthesized from spirit. And you were listening to The Peaceful Planet. Actually, it's a rendition by Chris Moores, who was a former show host with us. And we thank Chris for his contribution, as well as Bob Murray. You can hear more of Murray's music on www.thestarstillshine.com. He's channeling in John Lennon and George Harrison, and then I'm channeling in the lyrics. So you got to hear a version of the lyrics this morning. And it's pretty special, you know, because these lyrics were from John Lennon. So we're looking for someone in the listening audience that may want to put us in touch with a producer so that we could produce this music professionally and get it out there to the earth plane, as John says, where it can make the most difference by just simply going into people's minds and being lyrics there. You know how lyrics work. You hum a song all day and it starts to become your reality. So we want to promote world peace on this show as well, and music is one way, messages are another. And so we're going to be doing a full hour of various messages, and since we're putting the masters and spirit and the heavenly realms, the angels, in charge of our show today, it's bound to be extraordinary for you, the listening audience. And before we begin, I'd like to give you a little bit of background on Val. And then after I read that, I'm going to read my message from Archangel Michael. And then we're going to hear her messages from Sanat Kumara. Then later I will chime back in with a few of my own. And we encourage you to call in, even if we're reading the messages, if you would just be patient to let us complete the one that we're on or the paragraph, and then we will get to your questions about your life. And if you call in, we ask you that you be specific about your question, if you would, so that we don't have to spend too much time trying to tune into every aspect of your life. We'll answer simple questions. So this is a little bit about Val, our beautiful guest. Valerie Donner is a spiritual counselor, intuitive healer and reader, teacher, energy worker, channel speaker, and writer. She is an ex-healthcare executive who spent 20 years in allopathic medicine. She worked in other corporate businesses, so she understands the corporate world well. Valerie has been on her spiritual path, meditating twice daily for over 30 years. Valerie has a strong connection with the masters and the light realms. After 10 years ago, the master Daiwal Kul came in to her and taught her how to channel. Since then, she has channeled many other masters such as Mother Mary, Saint Germain, Kasumi, Sanat Kumara, and has recently begun channeling Jason, a new master that she has become aware of, who is the master of finance. Many of her channelings are on her website. We encourage everyone listening right now to go to Val's website at www.thegroundcrew.com. She teaches classes on various topics, such as how to communicate with the masters and angels, and she teaches energy medicine. She may be reached for personal sessions for healing or channeling at valeriedonner@sbcglobal.net. Again, that is Valerie Donner at sbcglobal.net. And so welcome, Val, to the show. It's a pleasure to have you on again and work with these master messages.
Well, thank you, Marcia. It's my pleasure to be with you.
I know, yeah, and I'm so thrilled to, you know, hear your message from Sanat Kumara. And I know you told me that yesterday that it would be on Ascension, so I am also going to work with that theme with some of my messages. And I was going to open with a message from Archangel Michael, which is just a little over a page long. And then I'd like you to also, you know, select some readings, and we'll just kind of volley back and forth with readings of the, from the Masters today. And anytime you have a question about anything I have, or I have a question about something you have, we can feel free to ask it after the person has finished reading, if that works for you. Does that sound like a good format?
It'll work for me.
Okay, fine. So this is a message I had earlier in the year from Archangel Michael, but it does, I like to go back on the messages that I have because some of them contain important prophecy. And I looked back on this message, and it just seemed to be a beautiful synthesis of some things that he has highlighted for some time. And we're beginning to see some of these things come true in our world. So this is titled Archangel Michael Speaks on the Year 2007. And I do see a lot of confirmation here for what he's talking about. And yet I still see some things that have yet to unfold. So I think this will be interesting to our listening audience. And so I'm saying here, I come today to set aside time from the world to attune to your wisdom on prophecy. And Michael comes in and says, my child, it is I, Michael. Whenever you call, I will come as promised. This new year of 2007 holds the promises of ages, of all prophecy given since the ancient time, the promise of salvation and Messiah if you are Hebrew, the return of Jesus if you are Christian. Yet none of the Messiahs sent in the past can compare to the coming of the Christ within each one. My light workers and I have labored in the vineyards against the odds of the mainstream society, which denies our truth. I ask all listening to your show to hear these words, for they are true. The angels and masters and those of the earth planes have a plan for peace of 2007. Your work with Princess Diana is a part of that vision, as she has shared her vision of peace with you now for almost 7 years. We in the angelic hierarchy would like the people of the United States to stand up against tyranny and more war. We ask you to become vocal in whatever way you can to right congressmen and women, and ask that the situation be brought to swift and final justice. We ask that a conference on religion be held in Iraq or anywhere in the Middle East, that leaders come together and discuss differences. We cannot condone religions that promote hate and violence, and this needs to be addressed for Earth's sake. There will be more Earth changes this year as Mother Earth Gaia cleanses herself of war and negativity from the people of Earth who have abused her. As more population is lost, more people who are light workers will be needed to speak words of comfort and to do the work of assisting in those areas of devastation. Marcia, can you say where some of these earth changes will be, Archangel Michael? Michael, the so-called Ring of Fire in the Pacific Rim, with tidal waves, eruptions, and possibly tsunami, there is a possibility of earthquakes and tremors in California. There are other volcanic eruptions possible as this has been set in motion, and we'd be best for your audience not to focus on fear. We ask all listening to learn to attune to our vibration so as to gain intuitive ability through this channel or others who teach channeling or ascension as this channel does. To listen to mainstream media does not teach one how to work with finer energies. My colleague, Archangel Gabriel, works with the Middle East situation, and you will hear from him in future messages, and he will confirm your work with Princess Diana and John Lennon. We see that your show and BBS network will find success in the new year, both on air and with new business venture. We see all those of whom you work blessed in the new year with abundance, prosperity, and healing. Only my light workers will be able to lead in this new age about to dawn. Only my light workers and those who work on being light workers will take the reins of power from this last cabal and bring in the new government about to dawn. America must take the helm, must lead out of the tangled mess she has made, and be victorious in teaching and in leading, in peace and in justice. We are at a perilous juncture, and every hand is needed. Every light worker's voice must be heard. I leave you in peace, justice, mercy, and thank you for letting me speak to your audience. My love to all, Archangel Michael. So that was an older message, but it just rang true for me, so I thought I had to share that. So there's a lot in there. I think that he's addressing pretty much everything, and we have seen some recent earthquake activity, of course, in Peru, and we're holding all the people down there in our thoughts and prayers. And we ask everyone listening to learn to attune to their own intuition and their own sense of inner guidance as these things unfold. And we also ask you to work with prayer and meditation to ask the angels to mitigate possible forthcoming earth changes, because I know this can be done. So I just wanted to read that. And Val, I'd like you to take your turn and give us a little bit of what you have from Sanat Kumar. And I wanted to ask you, too, if you could go back and give us a little background on Sanat Kumar and from what tradition he originally is recognized. Is he from the Hindu or the Indian? I'm not really sure.
I'm not an expert on all of that. I actually can just say that he is the planetary logos, so he's probably been in every tradition.
He's been here a long time.
yeah, because the masters have, you know, walked the planet many times, and then they reach their mastery and don't have to come back. So
right,
he is responsible for the ascension of the Earth as well as Venus.
Oh, wow, he's in charge not only of Earth's ascension but Venus's ascension.
Yeah, he's powerful.
And you know, I want to add too. I'm going to bring in some messages from Ra. And I've had Carla Ruckert on my show quite a few times, who has written the raw material. And since I made my connection to her and to Winfrey, I frequently channel Ra, but I don't have any books or anything. But Ra and that soul group is also from the planet Venus.
Mm-hmm.
So this should be really interesting for a number of reasons. But Sanat Kumara kind of holds the energy vibration for the entire Earth. Isn't he embodied as the Earth, or how does he describe? Do you get into that at all?
I think it's beyond that. You know, and that's a good question. And you know, his energy is so powerful. I had a group of people that I channeled. I did the Sanat Kumar channeling for on August 17th this year,
mm-hmm.
Because it was the 20th anniversary of the Harmonic Convergence, which August 17th, 1987.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big opening for me in terms of changing my life. So there were a number of people at the channeling, and his energy is so powerful. We were all speechless, including yours truly, after the channeling. And so anyway, it was a 45-minute channeling, so I transcribed it. It's about 5 pages, so I don't think I'm going to get through the whole thing, but I'll start out and read, and then see how much time we have, or if we get some questions, or you can stop me and
interrupt and ask the question.
Yes, you can.
Okay, all right.
This is August 17th, 2007, hot off the press.
Thank you, girl.
You're
welcome. Wonderful.
Greetings. I am Sanat Kumara. I am pleased to be with you, beloveds, as we enter a whole new era, a whole new phase of consciousness. I speak to you from a powerful meeting place on the planet Shambhala. I speak to you with my counsel to share some information with you about the ascension of the Earth, the progress that is being made, and where we could use the focus and attention. We rely on you so much to assist with the ascension of the Earth. Little do you know, excuse me, how important your light and energy is to this whole planet. We have positioned you, every one of you, not just the light workers here, but all of you in strategic locations. From Shambhala, as well as from other places, we can actually see where you are. We know every one of you. We know what you are doing. We know the progress that you are making. We know when you slide back a little, and we know when you get a little lazy. We also know how much your hearts have opened, particularly in the last 20 years in your earthly time. We know how much you want the planet to survive in the deepest sense of it, because you know that the planet has been in severe jeopardy. At least the rest of your planet is beginning to understand that it is not just a cushy ride, and that you can keep going the way that you have been going and have the Earth survive. They are beginning to see that the earth is a living being. They take the earth for granted. You have all taken the earth for granted. You have almost forgotten that she is a sentient being. You've almost forgotten this about yourselves and about each other. So we have positioned you in strategic locations because your energy, consciousness, your love, your heart, your DNA, your intentions are needed exactly where you are. We monitor this, and we want you to know how much your earth appreciates you. Bless her, bless your food, drink her water, bless the body, and bless each other. Every time you send your prayers to places where there have been earth changes, you bless her. We will ask you to send some prayers tonight. We bless you and appreciate you even more when you know that all we are working for is the same cause, for the ascension of the planet and for the rising consciousness of sentient beings who are choosing to remain here. This is a choice. This is not like sitting down and having a little tea party, beloveds. This is not to be taken lightly. This is a very, very important process and situation that is happening right now. This is one of the reasons we have called you to be here this evening to hear these words. Yes, as masters, we love to lighten things up. We love to give love, but we also need to impart the importance of this information about this process. You think you are doing a good job, which you are, but most of the beings on the earth are just waking up to the global importance of what is occurring. So they are just beginning to see that the earth is a vital living organism. They are starting to see how they have impacted this beautiful planet. My job is not just to oversee the earth as she makes her ascension, but also Venus. It's a big job. I have lots of help, but it is a big job. You see, beloveds, it is not just your earth that is ascending. It is your solar system, your galaxy, and all of creation that is going through its ascension. Since the earth is the primary focal point, what happens here affects all at large. So you have been participating in something that is beyond your global reach, far beyond your global consciousness. You may think that you are minuscule in this process, but you are not. Because every thought, your very thought affects your light. Every negative thought, every polarity affects your light. We need you to not keep dimming your lights, not hiding your lights, but revealing your lights in every way that you can. We are doing everything that we can to help you become more conscious of the power of your thoughts. You are reaching more of the global consciousness because you are that power. Every time that you believe more and more of your potential ability to bring forth a greater manifestation, to hold your consciousness in the light, to hold your consciousness in love, to keep your hearts open, to find a place of oneness and peace, amidst all of this change, you are doing your work. As you open your hearts to those around you who don't understand what is going on, you will see that there are many who still don't understand and are asleep, as you know. Some of you are living with them or working with them. They are going to need you. We need you. We need your light, and that is why you are here. You wanted to bring your light. So we are asking you at this point to amplify everything that you can do to heal. We are asking you to go back in the past and think about things that have hurt you, the people who have hurt you, your childhood, current hurts, all of these things, and to let them go. When you focus on them over and over again, what do you think happens? Does it stay and remain grueling, or are you able to move through these old impressions, these old things that have been painful to you? Are you able to let them go? We are asking you to. We are asking you to let go of the fears and separations. We are asking you to see who you are as these bright, powerful representations of the light realms as walking, living masters on the earth. We are asking you to remember this, to stop seeing yourself as small. How are you doing in the ascension process? We have been giving you some pointers. I have asked you to focus. We in the light realms are giving to you to uplift yourself, to find joy and bliss in every day. Find the goodness, even if it is just for the gift of life. But there is so much more. The gift that you are to the light realms and to this earth is beyond anything that you could comprehend about yourself, because you would start diminishing what I'm telling you. You have been told that you were nothing for so long, and I'm telling you that this isn't true, that you are all something, something very big as a part of this grand scheme. And because of who you are, you greatly desire to be here to participate at this time. That's about half of it, not quite half of it. Do you want me to?
Yeah, let's pause for a moment
yeah.
and discuss some of it.
Okay.
So this is a celebration of the 20-year anniversary of the harmonic convergence. And as we know, at that time, the Earth moved into a different part of the solar system and higher energy started, not solar system, galactic system, and received more higher energy. So if you, all of you in the listening audience, and you, Val, and me, if we look back on where we were at that time in 1987 and we see where we've come from, I think we can all say in one way or another that we've made giant strides in our spiritual advancement. That's what he's talking about. But at the same time, we still have a ways to go, and we're all still in the process of unfolding ascension and understanding what it is. And so, you know, it's very interesting to reflect back, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
There was a big awakening in 1987.
Yeah, there was. And yet, it seems as though a lot of our lightworker voices traditionally have been stifled by the mainstream consciousness, the mainstream media. And now I'm sensing that even the mainstream media, of course, is allowing for things like mediumship and for healing of people when they get their readings, and people are everywhere waking up to the presence of angels. So the mainstream is assimilating to what we have. And it won't be long before what we have will become, I think, the spiritual sustenance for a large part of the population that remains on Earth. As I understand it, the Earth changes will be coming in greater velocity and greater forcefulness, unfortunately. But those of us that are working on ascension have nothing to fear, because we're going to be here. That's the way it's sorting out. There's a sifting of souls, as the way I interpret that. And I think what Sanat Kumara is saying is wake up and help others to wake up if you can.
Yes.
What's your take on that?
Yes, I think so. And to be very, very conscious of your thoughts. And
mm-hmm.
and because I mean they are monitoring our you know, Sanat Kumara, you know, they're monitoring us, you know, where we are, you know, our progress, our thoughts, you know, this is a very delicate balance. We don't realize how important we are to this process. I think that's one of the things that he's telling
us. And you know, that monitoring and that awareness, like Archangel Michael said in my messages, it's that you need to be aware of the very subtle energies of spirit around you. And most people aren't even attuned, you know? And I think that this is the time for other people, our listeners and others, to attune to spirit and learn to communicate themselves. It's not just those of us that are the so-called elevated, leaders, people that are chosen to channel, but everyone can do it, you know?
That's right. That's right. Because telepathy and channeling are our natural birthrights, and you know, all the great artworks and literature and music—it's all channeled. It all comes from us.
Did we get a call?
And receiving from Source.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if there was a call. I think someone's trying to call me. Just ignore that little noise you hear, because I can't. I can't seem to mute my telephone as far as call waiting. I apologize to our listeners. I'd like to invite our listeners to call in, though, and speak with myself or Val if you'd like a brief mini-reading, or you'd like to ask a question about some of the messages we're discussing, about ascension, perhaps. 877-876-5227, that's USA, and toll-free in Canada, 888-810-8322. And I want to invite our listening audience, please, right now, since you're online, bring up Val's website at thegroundcrew.com. And she has other interesting things on the website. So, you know, we want to invite your call. You're welcome to call in and interrupt us anytime. We'll take a reading. Okay, we've got a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, Marcia and Valerie. This is Nancy. How you doing?
Hi, Nancy.
Oh, Nancy. How lovely to hear your voice again. I haven't talked to you for months. How's it going, dear?
It's going fine. How are y'all you doing?
Oh, really, really good. Having a good day here. What about you? How are you?
I'm okay. I'm getting there.
You're getting there. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Slowly but surely.
So do you have a question for us today, Nancy?
Yes, I do. What can I do to attune myself to spirit and work with them?
Well, I can take that one if you want, Marcia.
Sure, and I'll add to it. Thank you.
Yeah, first of all, and then you can add, you know, however you want to do this. Nancy, are you do you meditate?
A little bit. I'm not doing as much as I need to.
Well, that's the key.
Okay.
Because meditation opens up your heart, opens up your soul, and gives you a direct connection with the higher realms. And even if you just do 10 minutes a day, it's something that is going to bring so much joy to you and your connection. And it will give you your connection with yourself.
Okay.
And I was going to add to that the same thing. I was going to say meditation, but also journaling and keeping your notepad open for when those inspirational thoughts come through you. They may come from your higher self. You may learn to channel your higher self, which is basically the I Am presence. And a lot of people, when they start their channeling, begin with that. But, you know, your guardian angel may step forward. I mean, any number of beings may begin with words, and it's really very simple and easy, and you want to surround yourself with the light before you go into your meditation. But you don't have to get anything. It just can be a joyful experience, too. It's better for me if I do it in the morning. I don't know if the morning works for you, if you're on your way to work and it's a busy time, maybe evening works better for you. Do you have a time that
That's the part that I'm having trouble with, is actually finding a time.
I knew it. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I wake up so exhausted, and by the time I come home from work, I'm so exhausted that when I get the chance to meditate, whether it be in the morning or at night, I'm so exhausted that I fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's better in the morning, and if you do it, you'll actually get re-energize yourself. It
mm-hmm.
actually re-energizes every cell in your body when you meditate. And if you just sit up, don't do it lying down, sit up. And set your clock for 10 minutes or, you know, a little bit, 10 minutes, you know, beyond your regular, your wake-up time.
Uh-huh.
Just get up and do it for 10 minutes. Start your day that way. You might also want to consider, I have a meditation CD on my website. It's called Welcome in the Light. It has instructions on how to meditate and two 22-minute guided meditations that are healing that many people use every day. And so you might want to consider that. And also, I'm going to be doing teleconference classes on letting people know through my website about how to communicate with the masters, with the angels, and, you know, other topics of spiritual nature. If you're not too tired, you know, maybe sometime you might want to just email me if you think you might be interested, and I'll make sure you find out about them.
Okay.
I'm also planning on doing a master's teleconference phone call, but I haven't gotten around to that yet either. So that sounds wonderful, and I know Valerie has it set up, and I'm sure it's a wonderful thing to tap into. So I think that answered your question then, didn't it?
Yes. Thank you
mm-hmm.
so much.
Oh, you're welcome. It was wonderful to hear from you. Please stay in touch.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too. Have a wonderful day, darling.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Thank you, Val. That was excellent.
Well, good.
Yeah, so anyway, why don't you go back to your message from Sanat Kumara, and when you complete that, we can discuss that, and then I'll bring in some other messages on ascension from Ra, and I have a new message from Princess Di. If we can include it all, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
We're just going with the flow here.
You know, this was a 45-minute meditation, which is, you know, you're working with the energies and breath, so I'm feeling
the energy, though, I got to tell you.
You are feeling him?
Yeah, as soon as you started, the hair on my arm started to stand up, and I'm getting goosebumps.
Oh, good. Well, he's powerful.
Yeah.
So I'll finish this, and hopefully I'm not reading too fast. So he said, we applaud you. What it's going to take now for you, of course, as things become seemingly even more dense, as you swim through this density, what is it going to take? Think of yourself as a dolphin. We love the dolphin energy so much. Think of yourself as a dolphin swimming through humanity, through this density, through the fears, through whatever it is. Your media is throwing out at you everything they can to hold back the light, everything that they can to make you feel small. We ask you to just be the dolphins, to rise above it, to swim above it. We need you to continue to maintain that higher consciousness, beloved. Every one of you should know by now that you are here to do very important work. If there's anyone in this room that thinks they are not here to do very important work, then see me afterwards. We will talk. We will talk in meditation, and we will talk in your dreams. We will get you up to speed, because what I am telling you is the truth. Do you know that in our council meetings in Shambhala that we pray for each other and for you? We pray, and you do, that you can do what you do. Our thoughts are more direct. They are more like what you call multidimensional. We pray for the whole gamut of flight workers. We've been going through this a lot lately because from our perspective, what we see is that you are getting discouraged and getting caught up in certain things. Right now at this point in the ascension process, you should become increasingly grateful and appreciative for your incarnation, for your connection with the light, as well as for this ascension process in which you are participating. I'm telling you that all of life is looking favorably upon you. In your earthly views, it won't be long before you have your ascension, before you have what you came here to do. We are so grateful. You've done this before. The more that you can anchor in joy and bliss in your heart, it will serve you. You can experience a beautiful flower or appreciate a beautiful evening, such as this one today in this lovely home. You can appreciate tasting this beautiful food, feeding the body healthily, feeding the mind with beautiful thoughts. And by being excited with all of the openings, the connections, interconnections, and reconnections with the members of the light realm. Whatever it is important to be grateful. As we sit in Shambhala in our council meetings, as we pour over our notes, we look at the plans, the revisions. We look at who is waking up and who needs to wake up. We see where we need more energy, more light, and where we need more love. As we look at what is happening on Earth, we work in tandem as masters with the whole of creation. We work with the extraterrestrials because they have the technology and equipment that assist the Earth to remain as steady as possible under the circumstances. We are working on all levels to hold you steady, for you to hold yourself steady, to help the Earth hold steady, to help all of creation in this situation. Because this Earth is a pivotal point for ascension for all of creation. So that is why I say that we take this ascension process very seriously, and you should too. Take your path of light, amplify it, and make it ever more important. Don't waste your time. Call forth the transformation of your physical well-being if you have health challenges. Call forth your well-being. You can have a perfectly radiant body if you allow yourself to go there in your thoughts. Let go of every thought that would limit you from having this, no matter what your media would say, no matter what your physicians say, no matter what your other books tell you. The light is getting brighter and brighter. Your cellular structure is changing. You're taking in more and more light so that you're going to crowd out whatever doesn't fit. That doesn't mean that you don't have to cooperate mentally as well as physically, spiritually, and emotionally. It doesn't mean that you don't have to co-facilitate this healing. Beloveds in other incarnations and other places, you've absolutely lived in the power of the light, and you will again. The more that you recognize this and realize this, beloved, you don't need to let limitations get you down. You don't need to believe them. Do you think that I sound like some of your evangelical preachers? You have probably had enough of that when you were children. But you are my family, and I respond to you. I know and love every one of you. I want you to be empowered and to feel satisfied with who you are, where you are going, and where the Earth is going. I want you to know that we need you to keep it up, to keep up the light. Keep doing the right thing, letting go of everything that makes you feel less than or small. And then he took us into a meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want me to read that?
How about we hold that for the last part of
the
program?
Yeah, let's hold that.
I'm finding myself already, my consciousness is relaxing with these words and these wonderful words of upliftment.
And I also would like to, if I can, bring in some messages from Ra on Ascension right now because they're so related to your work.
Great.
Okay. So one is an older message and one is a newer message, and both of these are messages about the Ascension process. And these were some direct questions that I asked Ra. Ra is a group soul channeled primarily by Carla Rueckert and David Wilcock, and was a physical pharaohic incarnation in ancient Egypt. But primarily, Ra is a group angelic soul that is very close and works in tandem with the Elohim group soul. And very powerful, very clear, very loving vibration, and very trustworthy. Ra speaks on ascension. Marcia, I wish to address Ra about coming changes to Earth and the ascension that some of us will be experiencing. Ra, this is Ra. We have heard you cry for understanding the current condition upon Earth and have responded before in the work of our channel, Carla Rueckert. However, that is an older version of the truth, and truth is ever-changing upon this plane. We wish to address this question in a simple way as possible without giving discomfort to the receiver or her audience, in this case, BBS Radio. Changes coming to Earth are cataclysmic in nature, involving earthquakes, tremors, and volcanic activity, culminating in an ascension-like clearing of the Earth. Marcia, will this involve total loss of life on Earth, or will this be partial? Ra, it will be partial, as you are one who will be with us in the new Earth. Marcia, can you describe the new Earth, Ra? Ra, unlike any paradise heretofore imagined, it will be smooth, fewer mountains, peace-loving, and serene. Think of the most beautiful lake that you have visited and imagine that with all people living on the shores of that lake in harmony. That lake will be like the new oceans, which will also change. Marcia, are there really two Earths, Ra? Others have predicted a separation of souls about to occur, which will split the dimensions. How can one live in both dimensions simultaneously without a sense of loss when they do split? And is this so? Ra, it indeed is so. All cannot be described in your words. Words are limiting. Marcia, will we die in the end of our lifetime there in the new earth and reincarnate again and again? Ra, this would appear to be the pattern, though we cannot confirm that, for each soul's journey will now be different. Those not ascending will be placed on a new planet, much like this current Earth. Marcia, what about my work with Diana and others to end war on the planet? Is that all for naught, or is there a need for that work? Okay. Your work as a teacher of peace will assist the forming of the new earth. Rest assured, while not all are ascending, it will set the pattern for a new humanity of which there will be little interest in war, killing, bloodshed, or religious righteousness, which prevails upon this plane now and gives so much misery to the troubled regions of the Middle East. All attempts at ending the current conditions on earth are praiseworthy and anticipate the coming of the Christ consciousness. So all are noble in their pursuit of both peace and accelerated ascension. Marcia, what must one do to accelerate ascension, if that were the term? Ra, I was speaking of those already chosen to ascend. No one will be left behind, and those not wanting to ascend will not be along for the ride of a lifetime, if you will excuse the pun. No ascension attempts are necessary, though there is a condition right now whereby those not sure they wish to align with others will be caught in a wormhole, whereby they may end up in a dimensional war. We have spoken of this in Carla Rueckert's work before. Finally, is there any danger in channeling Ra as opposed to Quo or the other entities of Ra? Ra, we are of the love and light vibration and cannot cause any harm to the querent. However, discretion is advised and consciousness to maintain the channel's energy currents must be compatible. You are loved more than you can ever know. Peace, blessing, and Adonai, this is Ra, and we leave you in the everlasting light of love. I want to mention that Carla Rueckert was on our show last week. That was a recorded interview that I did with Carla, and you can visit Carla's website. I think it was posted. It's posted up there on BBS under the archive section. I don't happen to have the website with me, but you can Google her, too. Her work is wonderful, and she does the primary work with Ra. But, you know, fortunately, I also have a connection to Ra. And so, you know, there's this mention of all these earth changes, and then the place we're going to, the new earth, is unlike any paradise heretofore imagined. So apparently these higher dimensional sources, Ra, they ascended on the planet Venus, and apparently there was life on Venus. I don't know if there is at the moment. If it is, it exists in the higher dimensions like ascended group souls, which is what Ra is. And I trust the source, and I think that the information is extremely uplifting and hopeful, considering we're in this time of great upheaval, and that is all the more reason why we need this channeled information at this time. So, do we have any questions or callers? We'll put out the number one more time before Valerie reads our final meditation. We're at 877-876-5227, USA, and 888-810-8322 in Canada. And we welcome your call. And then we're going to close with Valerie's meditation and some special music from Bob Murray and some of his fantastic channeled music from the Beatles. So if we don't get a call, Dale, then you can just go ahead, unless there was anything else you wanted to add to with what I had read.
Oh, I just wanted to ask you. I think you mentioned beforehand that you had something from Diana.
Oh, yeah, I do have something
from
Diana.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, you'd like to hear that? Okay,
I'd like to hear that, and then I can do mine.
Oh, this is very short. Okay, very good. Thank you for reminding me. I have so many messages in front of me, I forget what I'm saying. And she would be honored. She hasn't been heard on my show in a long, long time. And you can sign up to hear, to receive Diana's messages. They are free through the internet at dianaspeaks@hotmail.com. You can also email me about other questions. And you can sign up for our radio show announcements. I also want to encourage everyone to visit the site that I have the honor. Oh, we have a caller. Yes, hello.
Yes, hello. My name is Celeste.
Hello, this is, I can't hear you. Speak up.
My name is Celeste.
Celeste.
Can you hear me now?
Did you say Dolores?
Celeste. Yes.
Welcome, Celeste. What is your question, dear?
Well, you mentioned the mini reading. I'm listening with interest about Samat Kumara, and I have read a good bit on the Ascended Masters. But I want to share with you today that I began to awaken in 1987, but I find myself in all this turmoil and the work that I'm doing, and my husband has been very ill. He's been hospitalized 6 times in the last 10 months.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was wondering if I could have a mini reading.
Sure. Let's connect to spirit. Now, you said that you've been very busy with your work.
Yes.
And was the question about the work or your husband's health or just a general reading?
A general reading, and it kind of all goes hand in hand.
Thank you. Thank you for your clarity. Let me go into spirit, and I'm sure Val will, too, and we'll see what we're getting
here. Okay, we'll see what we can get for you, Celeste.
Okay, what I'm being shown, and usually I get visual images with my mini readings, and I'm being given to give you that there is a rainbow at the end of the storm. The spirit is showing me a gigantic double rainbow. So there's hope. And I'm also seeing some financial prosperity with your work. And I'm also seeing that rainbow, and I'm interpreting that to mean that there's going to be a good outcome in spite of the fact that your husband's been through all this. And I don't know exactly what that would mean because, you know, I don't have the say-so of life or death or healing or any of that. I'm just putting that out there that there's going to be a hopeful outcome and you have a bright future. Are you getting anything else, Val?
Well, what I'm seeing is that he has a whole lot of old patterns that he's that he's trying to release, and a lot of it has to do with fear, and also your fear too. And it would behoove you, especially Celeste, to to really, really work through the fear and to maybe journal it out and to do breathing, to meditate, and to pray a lot. To pray, I think you probably have been, but ask for help for the higher realms. And what is the age of your husband?
He's 58.
58, yeah.
And it has felt at times like he's been making a decision. He's come so close to death, it's like he's making a decision whether he's going to stay or he's going to go.
Yeah.
And I've gone through the gamut of, you know, please don't let him die, to, okay, if that's what you have to do, you know. And for me, emotionally, I've just been on such a roller coaster.
Yes.
And you're right about the fear, and then I'll find a place of peace, and then something happens again.
Yeah.
And, you know, financially it has just put us in such a terrible position. And I, you know, I've been trying to take care of him and then work a great deal. I see myself as a healer. I'm a Reiki master and I'm an ordained interfaith minister. But my work that I make a living at is as a substance abuse counselor with young adults.
Uh-huh.
Which has taken so much out of me emotionally, and trying to be in, you know, three places at once.
Yes. Well, you know, you're just going to have to. I mean, this is all about energy, and mm-hmm. you know, you have a lot of inner work that you need to do, and you're drained. You're putting out mm-hmm. everything everywhere, and you need to mm-hmm. meditate and re-energize yourself. You know, and you know this, you know, it's not even necessarily about the length of time that one is in the physical body, because life is eternal, but it's about the quality of life, beloved. Okay.
Right.
If your husband...
Now, if I may say something too, Archangel Michael is putting his hand on yours right now, Celeste, and he's asking you to tune in to his love and his comfort at this moment for you. And he's asking you to do some meditation and try to connect with him, because that'll be a source of strength to you. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Val, please.
No, it's okay. That's good. We know that Archangel Michael is wonderful. Ask Archangel Raphael to work with you and to work with your beloved husband.
Well, I invoke assistance from the Masters, Angels, Guides, and Teachers every day.
Mm-hmm.
And
wonderful.
That is part of my prayers each morning. You know, in my work and then with my family. And you know, I really feel that I've been assisted, because this has been such a difficult period that I've gone through. And I have a sense that there's a lesson in this for me. I'm too in the middle of it to see it at this time. And I have felt that a lot of this was for me to let go of fears and to grow and to trust that I'm going to be okay no matter what happens. But there are times, and the best I can describe it is I have just felt completely depleted.
Yeah.
And the job
is draining you, and then uh-huh. trying to be a healer to your husband, and it's just mm-hmm. two full-time jobs rolled into one.
Yeah. That's how it feels.
Yeah.
To the point where you will get there. And, you know, we have this big eclipse coming up next week, and I really feel that energy intensely as well.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. This Pisces, it's a Pisces full moon and total lunar eclipse, and it's really going to be a whopper. From
mm-hmm.
you know, the energies are already building for that. Yeah.
Right. So, well, thank you so very much, and
thank you, blessings to you both.
And the
many blessings, Celeste. Please call any time you want a reading. It'd be delightful to hear back from you. We'll think about you and keep you in our prayers as well.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye now. Valerie, thank you for your expertise in coming through with these readings, too. You're so good.
Oh, thank you. And it's wonderful
to work with you.
Thank you.
I will take the time to read this brief message from Diana. I think it will set the stage for next week. We're having a special 10th anniversary show, and we want to invite our listening audience to do that. And then I'll be as brief as possible, and then I'll let you finish with your meditation. And we'll get as far as we get, and... then we'll close out with some music. So we have to do this in five minutes.
Be in divine flow here.
Yeah. Diana's message of peace, channeled August 25th. Diana, finally here to hear you if there's anything you wish to discuss today. Diana, darling, you have been working so hard as usual, and you really do have too much going. I will then be brief. I wish to send all my love, first of all, to your wonderful listening audience, and ask they listen to my tribute show to celebrate my 10th anniversary to Spirit next week. I do hope you can reach Andrew. Barsha, I will do my best, Diana, to reach him, and of course, the other diplomats you want me to reach. I see that there's a Mideast conference in October. I assume you have things to say about that. Yes, of course, thank you. Indeed, we so wish to see that the peace conference happen, as the fine leader, Mahmoud Abbas, deserves consideration, as do the fine people of Israel. This is a once-in-a-millennium peace conference, and most of the peace of the world hinges on it. Therefore, I ask that everyone involved do all they can to set aside a treaty and begin the whole process of prisoner release and a negotiated truce to the suicide bombs that Mr. Abbas has so far been able to negotiate with Mr. Olmert. Both sides can come together for this tentative deal, even if only involves the West Bank and not yet Gaza, which has been so terrible in terms of radicalization. Working with what is the best plan for now. I do hope, darling, you will be able to reach that fine diplomat I am wanting you to and set up a system of communication with him. It will be important that this peace accord be reached, as it will open a vista of total peace to the entire region, provided that radical Islam does not continue to spread in Iraq and elsewhere. The Palestinian state will end this in time, but not immediately, and as well will restore much peace to Israel. Of course, we have not even begun to address the Iranian situation, but we shall leave that to another channeling since you are so busy. I am nearing my anniversary, and I want to reiterate the words I used in life. Whenever you're in trouble, just call on me, Diana, and I'll come in an instant. These are my words from life, and I must have known on some deeper level that I would not be here in the physical forever. So my love vibration is available now to all as an ascended master. Just call, and I'll come in an instant to help in whatever trouble you are in. I send on all my love to all listening and ask your listeners to read my messages posted online and to look deeper into your wonderful book with love from Diana, Queen of Hearts. I am eternally England's Rose and Queen of Hearts, Diana, the light worker and peace worker for your world. So, what a lovely message from Diana, huh?
It is.
Yeah. Now, I want to invite our listeners to my website, so please log on right now if you can at www.dianaspeakstotheworld. And then I'd like to, oh my goodness, we're almost out of time, Val. Do you have a couple sentences that you can read from Sanat Kumara?
Oh, okay.
Or
let me just
do we not want to shorten this?
Let me just
and
bring
just
in
with
some
music.
Of the energies from Sanat Kumara of Shambhala and ask you to breathe them in. Breathe in the Kumara, the Hathor, and the energies of the ascending earth. Breathe in all of these energies into your heart and focus on the ascension energy. And feel what it would be like for humanity to have all of their needs met, total health and well-being and joy. Feel what it would be like to be so free and open and talking to the animals and having the animals talk to you, talking to the flowers and having the flowers talk to you, talking to the birds and the babies and the trees and all of nature and the masters like myself. Feel what that would be like. And begin to see in your and feel in your hearts the great beings who will be walking the earth again, the ancient ones. The great beings that have been here from time eternal. Begin to feel and see the beautiful earth as a vacation spot. See the earth as peaceful and that only those who are living here will be in peace. You will have exactly what you want, including the splendor of the beauty your hearts will lead you in every choice that you make, every step that you take. It's going to be beautiful. You will not have any burdens, beloved. You won't have any fear. And burdens only come when you believe in limitation and duality. You will be free. Breathe in the truth. You will be telepathic. You will know each other's thoughts. You won't have to spend a minute trying to figure somebody out. You will know exactly what is true. We are opening that golden light, and I will let you come to Shambhala. We've been anchoring the energy of ascension here for a very long time. So breathe in the joy of ascension. Breathe in the truth. Breathe in the reunion. And hold the energy of this ascension process. swim like the dolphins and rise above the earthly sphere of things that will make you feel anything other than like this beautiful ascension energy. And remember, you will be able to come and go to other planetary systems and they will be coming here. Your souls and bodies will heal. Breathe in the light. As a planetary logos, I, Sanat Kumar, will be happy because as you become this energy of ascension, it will make my job much easier. It's important because this energy is so beautiful and it's why we are all here. We love you and we love the earth.